Electric of Bad Axe for all your generator needs. Maurer Electric is also your authorized Generac generator sales and service center. They sell, install, and service Generac generators as well as a host of other brands.
This is Larry Maurer for generator sales and service. Call Maurer Electric at 989-269-8171.
At Maurer Electric of Bad Axe, we know about everything electrical, from Ohm's Law to your local zoning codes. Hi, this is Nikki. If it's a new commercial or residential building project, call the best you can get. Call Maurer Electric of Bad Axe. Trying to fix an intermittent power issue? Do not try to do it yourself. Call Maurer Electric before it ignites a serious problem. If it's rewiring an outbuilding, an outlet, or your whole home, make the wise connection with Maurer Electric in the Westland Plaza, Bad Axe.
This is Larry Maurer. If honesty and integrity matter to you, call us at Maurer Electric in Bad Axe at 989-269-8171. We'll treat you right.
Back. Face off in the Charger zone. Morneau will take for Austin Toski, gearing for Chargers. Looks like we're ready to go. A slight delay for some reason, but now we'll drop the puck. Puck goes to the sideboards. Ingram tries to keep it, but he's checked. Parisel keeps it at the point, takes the shot in. Oh, it went behind the goalie, but it did not go in. Goalie was fooled for a second. Centering pass, played away by the defense. Morneau has it. Oh, he can't get it in. It's blocked out front, and it might be under one of the players. Under 19, Tyler Gorkowski. Now Gearing comes away with it. Gorkowski rolled over, and there it was. Kept in at the point. No, it's not kept in at the point. Could be an offside call here. Yep. Troy Tolbert thought he had it kept in at the point. He didn't. And it looks like we're going to call an intentional offside. This is a play where the referee has an opinion that the player knew that other players couldn't get out and he shot it in anyway. That's an intentional offside. So the faceoff will come all the way down into the Ossentowski zone to the right of their goaltender, Jordan Brown. Gearing loses the faceoff tomorrow. The puck goes in the corner and chops up high. Amon plays it out, but it's kept in by Rakowski. He backhands it into the corner. Nobody can reach it. Amon fights with Rakowski at the corner. Rakowski wins that battle and throws it in. It's all on the left wing boards. Rakowski in there again. Now it skitters over to the right side. Can Capelin get in there? She can. She plays it in the right corner where Parizeau has it. Parizeau plays it up the right side and it gets by everybody. There's not going to be an icing here. Amon coming down to the right side. Checked at the last second by Capelin. Goes in behind the goal. A tangle of players. Sticks fly. And number 18, Morneau, comes away with it. Goes behind the goal. Tries to circle. He's being checked. Centers the pass. He was looking for number 7, Amon. Amon couldn't corral it. Ingram misses it at the point. Oh, and we got a breakaway here, possibly for Gorkowski. Sosnowski scores! Corey Sosnowski gets a breakaway just behind the red line, takes it all the way down, slides along the ice to the right side of the goalie's left, and now we got a tie game. What do you think of that one, Ken?
Nice breakaway, nice shot.
Who got the assist on that? Looks like Sosnowski will get an unassisted goal on that, and we have a 3-3 game. Face off at center. It goes into the Chargers zone. Looks like Ossentowski plays it, gets it deep in the corner where it's being chased. Puck comes out, misses everybody. Tolbert will have to go back and get it. It will not go far enough for icing. He's being chased by Sosnowski, but Tolbert comes away with it. Tolbert gets checked in the corner by number 11, Jonathan Wright. It stays in that corner. There's a tangle of players. Nope. Okay, we come out on the left wing. Ossentowski breaks out. Welton can't get across the blue line. Let's check. Vogel plays at his own blue line. He gets checked by Sosnowski. Sosnowski brings it in, keeps the puck in play, and it looks like Vogel will get it to Tolbert, and Tolbert has trouble, but Tolbert will play it up, or he gets checked. Puck flutters harmlessly behind the goal, where the defense has it. It's kept in by Capen. Capen tries to center. Sosnowski's going after, and the left wing boards gets checked. Oh, the goalie doesn't hold on to it, but it gets played harmlessly into the corner. Now, Gary, and it takes a shot, and it's wide. It goes into the right side boards, where it's corralled by Roman Welton. Welton tries to come right in the goal. He gets checked. It's played out in front. There's a scramble of players. Oh, we had two or three chances at it, and nobody could get a stick on the puck. Capling has it at the center, plays it in, but it's played right back out where Capling will have to play it. I'm sorry, Tyler Krakowski will play it. Krakowski shoots it in. It's checked. Wright holds it in. Gehring lines up with it, and the left wing boards shoots it wide, goes into the left side, and it's a breakout here, and it looks like Morneau's coming up the center ice. It's onside. Morneau, oh, he gets checked by his old man at center ice. Parizeau checked him. Langley comes away with it. He gets away at center. He's up the left wing. Oh, and we have an offside on the right side. Jonathan Wright couldn't hold up.
1 minute. Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance. Because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
For a no-obligation quote, contact me, Sean McVay. We have been insuring Thumb Area Farms since 1881. For an agent you can rely on and your best price, see the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe.
Your number one Thumb Area sports fans, Auto Owners Insurance and McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. We'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Back. Austin Toski Realty got a 2-minute penalty, bench minor, too many men on the ice, so they'll skate shorthanded. We have 4 minutes, 22 seconds left in the third period. Whipple will come out and take the faceoff for the Chargers. Faceoff was at the blue line. Langley skates in the zone, centers it. Wright can't get a stick on it. The puck lays harmlessly and is played off to the boards and shot down the ice. So there won't be any icing as Ostowski was shorthanded. It goes all the way down behind goalie Kenny Pankow. And they break out at center ice. Langley gets it to Whipple. Whipple comes across the blue line to the right side, sends a shot wide. It goes in the corner. Parizeau will get there first, whiffs on it completely. Then he gets checked, the centering pass, and the goalie Jordan Braun will hang on to that centering pass slash shot. The faceoff will come to the goalie Jordan Brown's immediate right in the Austin Toski zone. We have 1 minute and 26 seconds remaining in the penalty. It's going to be important to fight this one off, Scott. Or Ken, sorry. Here we go. Sosnowski fans on. He had a golden opportunity. He comes out in front. Langley has it. He just tries to play in the center and it just skitters over to the boards. He goes and chases it, but he's being checked by Roman Welton. Welton gets the better of it. Now the puck's laying there, and Langley picks it up again because Ostatowski blew a tire. It goes over to the left point. Rutkowski has it there. He plays it to the center. Langley tries to shoot, but he misses it. And goes in the corner where Gehring attempts to make the play. He plays it out front. Parizeau has it. He shoots it down the ice, and now there's 53 seconds left in the penalty. Okay, the Chargers break out. Number 19, Tyler Gorkowski brings it across center. It goes to the goalie. The goalie doesn't know what to do. Oh, a rebound laid there, and it couldn't get it over top of the goaltender as the goalie was sprawling on the ice. Puck comes up to the right side boards. It's fanned on. So number 18, Sosnowski, throws it in the corner. Langley has it there. He tries to center. It goes into a tangle of skates. It goes to the right side boards, or left side boards, excuse me. Number 8, Rutkowski tries to keep it in. But it goes to the point. It's kept in by Tyler Gorkowski. Gorkowski shoots it in the corner where Jacob Parizeau has it. He throws it high and down the ice with 1 second left, no icing, and the penalty kill is over. We have 2 minutes and 22 seconds left in regulation time, a 3-3 tie. Gehring breaks out of center, attempted pass to Langley to the right wing, goes into the zone. Parizeau has it. He plays up the boards. It gets by Whipple, and Ostatowski breaks out. Morneau comes across the line. He's in the open. He shoots. It's in the goalie's feet. And the goalie stands. No, he lays on the puck, and there is no rebound. Yeah, 2 minutes, 3 seconds left, 3-3 tie. That was close, Ken.
Nice stop.
Did that puck trickle away, or did it just stay underneath
him? It stayed right underneath of him.
Stayed underneath him. That's why.
Yeah, the ice is getting some water on it.